In the name of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. We read today that you are the salt of the earth and Christ is the light of the world. And those are always good things to hear. And we live out Christ being the light of the world by being the church, by being the body of Christ, by working together, by reaching out in the neighborhood to those in need. One thing that we talked about at Diocesan Convention, which we had this past weekend, was, and I heard this, that a church is a church when it's reaching outside of itself, when it's doing something for it, others, when it's helping feed the poor, when it's building Habitat for Humanity houses, when it's reaching out into the neighborhood in a way that helps them, when they make a difference. That is when a church is healthy, when a church is thriving. It gives people a sense of purpose. It gives us that follow that mission of being members of the body of Christ and the great commission of making all, bringing all into that body. And that is what we heard today at the Diocesan Convention, and that's what our gospel says. We are the light of God. Christ is the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. And we have a bunch of great people. And God wants us to respect the dignity of every human being and welcome all into the body of Christ. And when we're functioning right, and when we're teaching kids about Christ, when we're having Bible studies, when we're helping and doing things to feed the poor, or if we do a Habitat for Humanity, or if we bring great music so we can worship and give glory to God, perhaps when we did Thanksgiving and we raised all that food for WAM and Forgotten Seniors, when we do those things, perhaps we can have during Lent, I hope, where we perhaps get grocery sacks and go in the neighborhood and say, please fill this up if you like and set it out by your mailbox and we're going to pick it up and take it to WAM. Doing things like that, reaching out in love, being involved, helping people find their gifts and talents. Please sign up. If you can sing, sign up for the choir. If you can read, read. Today you noticed that we had someone come up. You don't have to read and be a chalice bearer. You can do both. But I know there's people who have gifts to read the scripture, but would rather not be an altar server. And there's probably altar servers who would rather be up there and probably not read. And we all need volunteers. And those are acts of service. So please let the office know. Let someone know you can do that. We need people to get involved. We need help. And y'all know that. And you don't have to be experienced. You know, one of the rules, the only thing you have to know how to do is act like you know what you're doing. God wants a cheerful heart and wants people to step out and to love God. And those are acts of service that we can give and be caring and giving to one another as we reach out into the community. As we reach out and let the light of Christ, let our light shine. And the light of Christ shine through us. Because we are the salt of the earth. God uses regular, everyday people in real events, in real history, in little acts of kindness, in acts of love and charity. That's where God, it's not a big deal, it's little things. So please, if you got a gift, sign up. Please let your light shine. And please, just be the salt of the earth and let God bless this place the way God wants to bless it. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.